AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Indirect peace talks underway. Israelis mourned the dead Tuesday as the nation marked 2 years since Hamas's October 7th attack. Sam Mednick reports from the main memorial event in Tel Aviv.
Here in Hostages Square, a screen is showing images of the hostages held in Gaza. People have gathered here to commemorate the second anniversary of the war. Some people are playing music, some are singing, people are embracing. There are photos of hostages around, as well as people who were killed on October 7th. Now, this is one ceremony that is happening across the country, and these are being put on by friends and families of the bereaved. Israel's government is going to commemorate October 7th on the Hebrew date of the calendar. And this shows the division in the country. A lot of people blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the war and for his handling of it.
Texas National Guard troops are at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois tonight. President Trump wants to deploy them to Chicago, the state suing to stop him. And the Supreme Court's heard arguments about state bans on conversion therapy.
Christian counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says a conversion therapy ban for kids in Colorado is a violation of her First Amendment rights.
Ms. Childs is being silenced, and the kids and families who want her help are unable to access it.
Childs' attorney James Campbell says her approach is different for practices like shock therapy decades ago. State attorneys say therapy is health care, and Colorado has a responsibility to regulate it. Justice Neil Gorsuch asked,
what if a state back then, or might have passed a law prohibiting talk therapy that affirmed homosexuality, would that be subject to rational basis review on your theory?
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson questioned why the court upheld a different measure from Tennessee that bans transition-related treatments for transgender kids. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A missing cat found after hitching a ride to another state.
Francine, a beloved calico cat living at a Lowe's in Richmond, Virginia, is back after a multi-state search, says store supervisor Wayne Schneider.
We really appreciate everything that everybody has done. Just the outpouring has just been amazing.
She's been a fixture there for 9 years after wandering in as a stray, then last month went missing, says General Manager Mike Sida.
We caught a glimpse of her in appliances, and then we followed that trail into receiving, and then you see her look in the truck.
The truck went to the distribution center in North Carolina where Francine darted off. They used drones, surveillance video, and finally humane traps to get her back.
She has a home here as long as she wants.
I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.